Today's daf is Brachas Daf Hey, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis, Omar Rabbi Lazar Bar Avina. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza. So the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Brachos is the halachos of Kriya Shema, albeit with several digressions. So the last Gemara that we learned discussed the idea of being soimech geula l'tfila. And the Gemara brought a memra from Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeo ben Olam Abba, zeha soimech geula l'tfila shel arvus. And being that the Gemara mentioned that there's a part of tfila that if someone's careful in, he can merit a portion in the world to come. He could become a ben olam haba. The Gemara digresses for a moment and discusses another part of tefillah, where if someone is careful, that too can merit him a portion in the world to come. If somebody says ashrei yoshvei veisecha three times a day, he's guaranteed that he's going to be a ben olam haba. My timer. What's the reason? Meaning, what's so special about Ashrei? Is it because Ashrei is written in the order of Aleph Beis? Nema Ashrei Temime Derech. Then there are other parts of Tefillin that one should say, which are also written in Aleph Beis. Not just that, you have specifically Ashrei Tmimei Derech, which is Kapitel Kuf Yotes in Tehillim, that isn't just written in the order of Aleph Beis, but it's Betamnei Apin. There's 8 Psukim Aleph, 8 Psukim Beis, 8 Psukim Gimel. So if there's some sort of chshivos to having a mizmar that's in the order of Aleph Beis, then why pick Ashrei and say that if somebody says that three times a day, Muftach Lo Yishub Ben Ayla Abba, Kapitel Kuf Yotes would seem to be even more appropriate because it makes that point in an even more dramatic way. Elim Yishum this Pei Paiseach HaSedech. Maybe the reason is because when you say Ashrei, you say Paiseach HaSedecho U'maspia L'chol Chai Ratzo. In one of the Shvachim that we give at Kadosh Baruch is we acknowledge the fact that Parnasa comes from Hashem. But the Gemara says, if that's the reason, why would the Chachamim Mesakim to say Tilo L'David Gimel Pamim B'chol Yoyim? Neima Halala Gadol. We could have said Halala Gadol. So what's halal gadol? We're all familiar with halal. Halal is what we say on Yontif. It's what we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah. Halal gadol is what we say in Pesukei de Zimra on Shabbos. Hoydu Hashem ki toiv ki le'olam chasdai. Hoydu le'elokeinu Elokim ki le'olam chasdai. All the ki le'olam chasdais. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Pesachim refers to it as halal. Not just halal, but as halal agadol. And one of the shvachim that we say in halal agadol, it's the second to last one, is noisein lechem l'chol basar, which essentially is the same as Paiseach HaSedechu must be L'chol Chai Ratzai. So afraid to Gemara, why is it that the Chachamim were misakin that we should say Ashrei three times a day? Pesukei de Zimra, Ashrei Uva L'tzion, and then Ashrei again before Mincha. What's so special about Ashrei? Is it the fact that it's Ba'alef Beis, L'chura, there are other Mizmorim that are in Aleph Beis, specifically of Kapitel Kuf Yotes, which is Betam Ne'apin? Is it because of Pesach HaSedech must be L'chol Chai Ratzon, then maybe the Chachamim should have been Mesakein that we should say Halala Gadol because you have Noisein Lachem L'chol Basar Kili Yodim Chazay? So the Gemara says very simply, Ella, presumably it's Mishum De'ispei Tarti, because the Hillel L'David has both. It's for that reason the Chachamim were Mesakein, say it, yeah, it's both written by Aleph Beis, and you have Pesach HaSedech must be L'chol Chai Ratzon. You give a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shvach over the fact that he gives us Parnas. So not only is there an idea to say it, but Rabbi Lazar Bar Avina said, "Kolo oimer tila leDavid b'chol yoyim shalosh pamim, muftach lo yishuv ben olam haba." Amr Rabbi Yochanan, "Neim alei nema num ba'ashrei." Rabbi Yochanan said that if you go through Ashrei, there's one letter that's not represented, and that is the letter Nun. And his question was, why is there no pasuk? You see, the Aleph Beis is part of the significance of the Ashrei. So why is there no pasuk that's associated with the letter Nun? So he said, because there's a pasuk in Amos that starts with the letter Nun, and it talks about Ma'apalasin Shal Yisrael. The pasuk says, Nafla. So the pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael, Besuas Yisrael, and it says Nafla, Klal Yisrael will fall, Lo Yisoysef, and she won't get up. Now there are other pesukim that talk about bad things happening to Klal Yisrael. You have pesukim in the Torah, certainly in Sefer Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, the Nevi'im are full with pesukim that say things like that. But Nafla and Lo Yisoysef Kum Besuas Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going to fall, will never get up. That's intense. And David HaMelech didn't want to go near that pasuk. So much so that he wouldn't even use a pasuk that starts with the letter Nun in his Ashrei, in his Tehillah L'David, because it associates on some way to that terrible idea of Nafla L'Yisayis of Kum B'Sulat Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Ma'arava Metarzi L'Hachin. Eretz Yisrael, they used to teach the pasuk as follows. Nafla V'Loisayis of Linpoil. Oid Kum B'Sulat Yisrael. Meaning, Pashup Shad is Nafla, Ka Yisrael will fall, L'Yisayis of Kum B'Sulat Yisrael, but won't be able to get back up again. And in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, no, Nafla, she will fall, but V'Loisayis of, not L'Yisayis of Kum, L'Yisayis of Linpoil won't fall again, and Faker Oit Kum B'Sulat Yisrael. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Afilu Hachi. Even though David HaMelech stayed away from the letter Nun, meaning he didn't want to have a pasuk that starts with Nun, because of that pasuk of Nafla Yisayis of Kum B'Sulat Yisrael, Chaza David V'Samchem Baruch Hakodesh and Ema Samech Hashem L'Chol Noiflin. The very next pasuk, so we skip Nun and we go to Samach. And what's the pasuk Samach? Samech Hashem L'Chol Noiflin. It's not a coincidence. The Samech Hashem L'Chol Noiflin is a reference. It's an innuendo to the pasuk that wasn't said. Meaning, we're not using the letter Nun because Nafla lo yisayis of Kum B'Sulat Yisrael. We're being mechazik that by David HaMelech said, Soymech Hashem l'chol anoifim. Either way, so in short, the first Gemara in today's daf talks about the chashivos of Ashrei. We say Ashrei 3 times a day in the davening. Pesuk de Zimra, Ashrei v'letzina, and then Ashrei again before Mincha. Not only do we say Ashrei, but Rab Elazar bar Avina said, "Kol oimer tila David b'chol yoyim shalosh pamim, muftach loy shehu b'noyel maba." Clearly, there's something special about Ashrei. What's so special? The Gemara says because number one, it's written by Aleph Beis, and number two, it has the pasuk of Peseach Hasyadecho Maspia b'chol chay rotzin. It's a very well-known halacha. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Brachas Sim and Nun Aleph Sif Katan Zay. And says, Sarech lechavim b'pasuk peiseach hesedecha. A person has to have kavana when he says peiseach hesedecha. Im lo kivein, and if he didn't have kavana, Sarech lachzer ula'oimre pamacheres. Then he has to say it over again. So, obviously, the katchila, anytime you daven, you're supposed to have kavana. But kavana is not ma'akiv for the most part. There are times that kavana is ma'akiv. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, one of the areas in tefila where kavana is ma'akiv is peiseach hesedecha u'mas. So much so that the Mechaber says, "I'm loy kivein, sarich lachzor ula oimrei pam acheres." What's the pshat? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sheikur mashakavu loy matil al David b'chol yoyim hu b'shvalay sefas." Because the main reason that the Chavim instituted this tefila is because of that pasuk. What's so special about the pasuk? Shemaskur by shvachet shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shu mashkiach abriyosav u'mefarnesav. Because this pasuk praises Hakadosh Baruch Hu for not only looking after Klai Yisrael, but for giving them parnasa. That's why that pasuk is so important. That's why the whole tehila with David is so important, and that's why it's ma'akiv to have kavana by seach esedecha. If you don't have kavana, you have to say it again. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chayyadav that says that if you're going to say by seach esedecha, must be l'chol chay rotzay. And over again, you have to finish until the end of Ashrei. Zok Gemara Vayta Omer Rabbi Elazar bar Ravina. So we mentioned one halacha for Rabbi Elazar bar Ravina. So again, the theme is digression. Another halacha, completely unrelated, that Rabbi Elazar bar Ravina said. Says the Gemara, God Mashin Emar, B'Michol Yosef Mashin Emar, B'Gavriel. So Michal is one of the malachim, Gavriel is one of the malachim. But says the Gemara, that you see that to a degree, Michal is greater than Gavriel. How so? Dila b'Michal Ksiv. By Michal, the pasuk says, V'yo'af Eilai, Echad Min Hasrafim. Echam and Asrafim, that the Gemara is going to say, is referring to Michal. Vayav, he flew to me. Vilu Gavi Gabriel, so by Gavriel, the pasuk says, Ve'o'ish Gavriel, asher re'isi bechazoin, batchila mu'af bi'af. So it says he flew, but it says that he flew twice. What does that mean? Flew means a direct flight. Flew twice means kaviyachol, there was a layover, there was a stopover. He stopped, had to get back up and fly a second time. To take the direct flight for a malach is considered a chashivos. Thus, Michal, who can fly direct, is more chashiv gadol mashenema b'michal yoisem imashenema b'gavil. Says the word, my mashud ha'yechem Michal, who the first pasuk that we brought, vayofa la'yechem and asrafim, doesn't mention the name Michal. It says echad. How do you know that's the malach Michal? I'm Rabbi Yoichan and asi echad echad. Learns it from Gzeir. Shav Ksivah says over here, vayofa la'yechem and asrafim. Fiksev hasam, and there's another pasuk that says, v'hini Michal, echad asarim arishoinim, ba le'ozreini. There it says echad, and there it means Michal. So vayofa la'yechem and asrafim also means the malach Michal. Tanim, Michal ba'achas. Michal, when he has a shlichos, he's able to fly direct. Gavriel b'shtayim. he needs to take two flights, meaning one stopover. Eliyo ba'arba u'malach ha'mavis b'shmoyne u'b'shas ha'magefa, if there's a magefa, even the malach ha'mavis is ba'achas. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Afal pishakara adam kriya shema v'beis ha'knas. So we return to the sugya at hand, which is the sugya of kriya shema. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we're discussing the halacha of me'emos ha'koyin shema ba'arvin. The mitzvah's essay by Raisa to say Kriya Shema twice a day, pa'mayim bahava, b'shach b'cha, ufkumecha. Now, if a person goes to shul, he davens with a minyan, he says Kriya Shema, after the zman, it's already tzei sakei chavim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So at this point, he already said Kriya Shema. So, l'churi, he was yoytzin a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, true, stating that, afal pi shekara adam Kriya Shema v'beis hakesef, mitzvah l'kroisei al mitasei. There's a mitzvah, obviously, not a mitzvah de'iraisa, but a mitzvah de'rabbanon, to say Kriya Shema again, when al mitasei, when he goes to sleep. Amrav. Asi Mikra, what's the makar to this? So he said it's learned from the following pasuk: Rigzu va'al techetel imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'doimu sela. And the way Rashi explains the drasha, imru bilvavchem is referring to Kriyishma. Fayuad varma elasha noichi mitzavchayim al livavecha. That's a pasuk in Kriyishma. It's referring to Kriyishma al mishkavchem. Meaning, uveshach becha, as you're going to sleep, v'doy musela, and you're supposed to fall asleep after that. The point is, samach lemitasai, which means samach to when you go to sleep. There's an idea to say kriya shma. Rav Nachman said, if you're a talmud chacham ain't tzarech, then you're exempt. Amar Abaya said, afal midah chachamim mi boyle lemei bechapsuk. Even a talmud chacham that's exempt from the mitzvah, but there's still an idea for him to say one pasuk of Rachamim to Goy as an example. It doesn't have to be this pasuk. You could say biyadcha af kedruchi. You tell Hashem, I give you as a pekadim my ruach. Every night we give our neshama to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a pekadim. Padisa oisi Hashem kelema. So there's a mitzvah to say kriyishma. What we know is kriyishma shalom amita. Even if you already were mekayim your ikur mitzvahs kriyishma. Yes, stating that, Rav Nachman said a chiddush im Talmud Chacham who ain't tzar. So usually, when you find halachas that relate to a Talmud Chacham, it's a chumro. Bal nefesh yachmer. It is an idea where you have a kula that relates to a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriyishma. So the question is, why not? If there's a mitzvah to say Kriyishma Shalamita, and this is a mitzvah that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simon Reish Lamed Tes. Ayin Shav, then why should the Talmud Chacham be exempt? If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So Rashi doesn't explain much. Rashi says, the im Talmud Chacham u sherogu b'mishnasai, lachzar al gersasai tamid, dayoy b'kach. If it's a Talmud Chacham that's always learning, he's always chazering his learning, that's going to be okay. Again, but why? If there's a mitzvah to say Kriyishma, if someone learns, he doesn't have to say Kriyishma, of course he does. So if there's a mitzvah to repeat Kriyishma, Sabach Lamitasai, so who cares if this person's a Talmud Chacham and he's someone that's Ruggle B'Mishnasai Lachser Aur Gisasai Talmud. So Pashup Shad is because the Gemara is going to say that the whole idea of Kriyishma Shalamita is a Shmira. The Gemara is going to bring two Mamori Chazal that if somebody says Kriyishma Shalamita, not only does he fulfill a mitzvah, but it protects him from Mazikin or anything else that can harm him while he's sleeping. Talmud Chacham that learns Torah, the Torah protects him. So if the Torah is protecting him, he doesn't need a Shmir. That's why the Talmud Chacham is going to be exempt. Zoch di Gemara. Amar Rab Levi Bar Chama. Amar Rab Shimon Ben Lachish. So we mentioned this pasuk. Rigzu v'al techtel. Imru b'vavchem al mishkavchem v'doy musela. So the Gemara brings a different drush that Reish Lakish took out of that pasuk. L'oylam yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. A person should always rate on his yetzer hara. Meaning, if the Yetzirah is not bothering you, don't assume that, you know what, everything's okay right now, I'm going to let him do his thing, I'm going to do my thing, and we're going to live and let live. It's not a good idea. Yetzirah is always lurking. He's always trying to get you. Don't think that, don't chepa with the Yetzirah because you're awakening a sleeping giant. La'olam yargis. Yargis means you should chepa with him. A person should take his Yetzirah and go after his Yetzirah. How do you know that? Shenema rigzu. That's where it's learned out from. Rigzu, go after the Yetzirah, the Al Techteo. By doing that, you won't sin. Im it's chaymutov. Now, if you can just defeat your Yetzirah, wonderful. Im lav, yasik b'tayra, shenemer imru b'vavchem. Imru b'vavchem, Reish Lakish said, is referring to tayra. Im it's chaymutov, v'lav, you can kriyishma. Kriyishma can work. Shenemer al mishkavchem. Im it's chaymutov, v'im lav, iskolo yoyma misa. Shenemer v'doymu selas. A person should always try to be proactive when it comes to defeating his Yetzer Hara. If he needs a little bit of help, the conventional method, whatever that is not working, or Torah, if that's not working Krishma. And if that doesn't work, Iskala Yema Misa, the Daimusela, that's always the best medication. The Velta asks that if Yaskala Yema Misa works, so then why don't you just say Yaskala Yema Misa? A person struggling with his Yetzahara, say he should stop for a moment and he should realize he's not going to be here forever. One day he's going to die. It sounds like it's a bidiyevet. It's like a last resort option. It's something that you follow the steps first. If nothing else worked, then yeskalo yema misa. Why? Why should it be that way? And one pshat that I once heard is that yeskalo yema misa works if you have yiras shamayim. Meaning, if a person has yiras shamayim, he is afraid of din v'cheshbin, his emunah is in the right place, and he thinks about the Yema Misa, then yeah, it's going to end up leading him to do the right thing. But what if a person is not a Yoreh Shamaya? What if a person's a koifer? What if a person's not holding where he has to hold? Then, if he's Yaskul Yema Misa, his thought's going to be, lemme chaparayin, as much taiva, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die, was the American slogan. I'm dating myself, in the 50s, right? But once upon a time, that's what Americans say. Or said. The point is that if a person thinks tomorrow we die, it won't necessarily lead him to learn Torah. Tomorrow we die can lead a person to be drink and be merry as well. First, Yargizloy, he has to go after his Yetzahara, Yasik Betoira, Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. At that point, Doi Busela, it's definitely going to work. Again, we mentioned something Rav Levi Bar Chama said in the name of Rish Lakish, so we mentioned another thing. There, Rav Levi Bar Chama said in the name of Rish Lakish. The Pasuk says, Ve'etna Luchas Luchas Ve'evim Va'atoira Va'amitzvah, Asher Kosafti Loi Roysam Luchas, Eilu Aseres Hadibris, Toira Zem Mikro Va'amitzvah Zu Mishna, Asher Kosafti Eilu Nevi, Mukshuvan Loi Roysam Zet Talmud. The Lami, what are we doing from here? Shekulam Nitnu Le Moshe Misinai. This Gemara is such an important Gemara, but we have to do what we do. There's no time, just so many words and so many ideas that we have here, and these dafid at the beginning of Masechtas Brachas. But you see from here that when Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Torah, the Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, he didn't just say over the Aseres Hadibros, but he said over everything, the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebal Peh, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok said, Kol Kari Kriyash Mal Mitasai. Someone that says Kriyash Mal Shal Mitasai, Kilu Oicheis Cherev Shal Shtei Piyos Piyadei. It's as if he's holding a sword that has two edges. In other words, a double-edged sword. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Roimem mois kel begroinam." We have more psukim in the Zimra. The cheref pipiyos biyadam. Roimem mois kel begroinam, referring to kriyish mashalamita. So, if a person says kriyish mashalamita, it's as if he's holding a cheref pipiyos, a double-edged sword. My mashma. How do you know roimem mois kel begroinam means kriyish mashalamita? Amar azuch b'teim ravash. Mireishet den yon. Look at the context. The previous pasuk says, "Yalzu chasidim bechavoid." Yiranenu al mishkavoysam. Oh, yiranenu al mishkavoysam. What kind of rina do you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're lying on your bed? Kriyishma Shalamita. Viksiv Basrei. Roimem Ois Kel Begroinam V'Cher. V'Pias V'Yadam. So you see this idea that Kol HaKoyer Kriyishma Almitasoi Kilu Oiches Cherev Shal Pipias. V'Amar Rab Yitzchok Kol HaKoyer Kriyishma Almitasoi Mazikin B'Deilu B'Menu. Anyone that says Kriyishma Almitasoi, the Mazikin are going to go away from him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, U'B'nei Reshef Yagbiyu Uf. Now this is a Pasuk in Eod. The first half of this Pasuk is well known. The second half, not so much. The first half of the pasuk is ki adam la'amol yulav. The end of the pasuk is the seifa ubnei reshef yagbiyu uf. So adam la'amol yulav, that's self-explanatory. What does ubnei reshef yagbiyu uf mean? Said Rabbi Yitzchak. What it means is as follows. Eidu fella Torah, shenemar hasov v'nechaboy v'nenu. And that pasuk is referring to Torah. Ve'in reshef ala mazikin. Reshef means mazikin. Shenemar mizei ra'av uluchume reshef. The Ketev Meriri. Now, Rav is a hunger. Ketev Meriri are Mazikin. What's Reshef? So, meaning that it's in between Rav and Ketev Meriri. So, we assume it's one of those two. Rav Yitzchak thought it meant Mazikin. And the way he touched the pasuk was, Uvnei Reshef, Mazikin Yagbiu Uf. Torah will make them go away. What type of Torah? Kriyishma Shalamita, which is a parsha in the Torah. Either way, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Kol HaKoyer Kriyishma Al Mitasoi Mazikin B'Delen Heimeno. So this is the third memra that we had that relates to Kriyishma Shalamita. The first one was Rabbi Shua ben Levi on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Afal Pi Shekara Adam Kriyishma B'Beis HaKnesses Mitzvah L'Kroisoi Al Mitasoi. How do you know that? Rigzov Al Techtau Irmu B'Vav Chav Amishkavchem V'Doi Musela. With Rav Nachman's caveat. Is asterisks in Talmud Chachamu in its arch. So that's the basic mitzvah that one has to say Kriyishma Shalamita. The second one was Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKoyre Kriyishma Al Mitasai Ki'ilu Oiches Cherev Shel Shtei Piyos. And the second is another member from Rabbi Yitzchok, Kalakur Kriyashma al Mitasai Mazikin Bidwe Meimaru. So you see there's a mitzvah to say Kriyashma Shalamita. You also see that there's an idea of Shmira that one has when he says Kriyashma Shalamita. Number one, Kilu Oiches Cherev Shoshte Piyos. Number two, Mazikin Bidwe Meimaru. What's this idea that Kriyashma is somehow associated with Mazikin going away? So we'll get to that in the end of the daf. But in the meantime, we mentioned this pasuk of Ki Adam La'amol Yulad. The Resha, Ubnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf, the Seifa. The first pshat in the Seifa was what Rabbi Yitzchak said, and that is, Kolakur Kriyashma al Mitase Mazikin Bidila Neimaru. So the Gemara now is going to bring a second pshat from Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and this is going to take the Gemara into a digression that's going to take us until the end of the daf. So the Gemara now is going to shift its attention from Kriyashma Sha'ala Mita to a completely other idea, the concept of Yisurim. Specifically, how when a person suffers on this world, it's mechaper for chatoim and averos that this person did. And zok de gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish kol ois b'tayra. If someone learns Torah, yisurim b'delem emenu, it makes yisurim go away. So Torah is a shmira against yisurim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ubnei reshef yagbiu of this pasuk. Veinu falu Torah shem hatoyf enocha bevenenu. Vein reshef eli yisurim. Shenemar mezei rav uluchume reshef. So we mentioned earlier. It's not clear what reshef is. The pasuk says mizei ra'av ulechume reshef veketev meriri. Ra'av is hunger. That's yisurim. Ketev meriri mazikin. What's reshef? So it's sandwiched in between. Rabbi Yitzchok said it's like ketev meriri. It means mazikin. Reish Lakish said it's like ra'av. It's yisurim. So that if somebody learns Torah, said Reish Lakish, yisurim bedelim heimenu ubnei reshef yisurim yagbiu uf. Torah has an ability to make go away. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan heard what Reish Lakish said, that Reish Lakish darshan the pasuk and sefer Iyov ubnei reshet yakviu uf, that if a person learns Torah, it's a shmir keneged yisur. So he turned to Reish Lakish and he said, you need a pasuk in Iyov to teach me that? Ha'afilu tinoikish shabbeis rabbim yoyiv denoisai. Even the tinoikish shabbeis rabbim, meaning that didn't learn sefer Iyov yet, even they know this halacha shenemar, because the pasuk says vayoyimer im shemayat tishmal koyel Hashem alakecha vayoshu bein eftas v'zantel mitzvois shemata kol chukah kol amachash v'zantel b'zayim liyosim alecho ki ani Hashem roifecho. That if a person going to keep the mitzvahs, then he's going to be protected from Yisurim. He'll be zoicha to ki ani Hashem reifecha. He'll be zoicha to the Torah protecting him. So we didn't need a pasuk in Iyov to tell me this idea. B'nei reshev yagbiu uf, this obscure pasuk. Everyone knows this. Ki ani Hashem reifecha. Ella says, the Gemara, kol she'ef shalei lasik ve'inei oisik. Rabbi Yochanan said, you want to hear something novel. As it relates to Yisurim and Torah, I'll tell you something novel. If someone's able to learn Torah and he doesn't learn Torah, this is a negative message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be all of Yisurim michu'arim v'oichr noisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring him nasty Yisurim v'oichr noisai. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nelamti dumia hechsesi mitoiv uche'evi nekar. Nelamti dumia, I was quiet. Hechashesi mitoiv. I was quiet from toiv. Ucheiki nekar. They ain't toiv. What does toiv mean? Ela toiv. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Toirasi al tazoiv. What David HaMelech said, that when he was nelamti dumia hechashesi mitoiv, he was quiet from toiv. He didn't learn toiri. Ucheivi nekar. He was punched. Am Rab Zeruvi teimo Rab Chanira Bapop. Boy, Ray, we just mentioned the pasuk. Ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Toirasi al tazoiv. So we digress from our digression, from our digression, from our digression. You have to follow the paper trail. But either way, so I'll tell you, said Reb Zera, another halacha that relates to that pasuk. Somebody sells something to his friend. The thought always was, in ancient times, that nobody sold something unless he had to sell it. So if somebody sells something, the thought is, the moicher is ungesetz. He's not happy that he has to part with his possession. The lekeach is very happy. He just got something. Abba l'kodesh baruch enokei. Noslam tayr l'shach. Kodesh baruch gives a tayr to Yisrael. This summer he's happy about it. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nosati lechem. Tayr rasi al tazoivu. Kodesh baruch tells Klai Yisrael, I sold the tayr to you. Keep it. Don't let go of it. What do you mean, don't let go of it? I'm happy for you. I want you to always have it. The meicher is not atzev. The meicher is sameach. And that's shaloi kemidas hakadosh baruch hu midas vasavdam. Either way, back to Yisurim. Amar Rabbi Tamer Rav Chisda. Rai Adam Shei Yisurim Ban. Allah, if a person sees that he has Yisurim, yifashbesh b'maisav, He should make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. He should sit down and he should look at all his mice and what he's doing, what he's not doing. Try to determine what the source is. Shenemar nach besod erachenu v'nach koiru v'nashuva ad Hashem. Apostle in Iyoy Tishbesh v'lay matzah. Let's say he tried finding and he couldn't figure out what the Avera is. Yitl b'bitl taira. He should assume that the Avera is bitl taira. Now it sounds like when he did his initial din v'cheshbon, there was no Avera Bittul Torah. Because if there was an Avera of a Bittul Torah, then he would have found it. Pishpesh v'loy matzah yitla b'Bittul Torah. If he was loy matzah, then there is no Bittul Torah. So what does it mean yitla b'Bittul Torah? So Reb Chaim V'lozhin is kasha. He says a famous teretz in Sefer Ruach Chaim, ve'in kam mekoyne shenemar. Either way, how do you know all this? Meaning, what's this direct association between Yisurim and Bittul Torah? Shenemar at Zapasik. Ashrei agever asheti asrenu ka umitayroscha selamdenu. That you see from here, Torah, Yisurim somehow go together. V'im talabalei matzah b'yaduah sheyisurim shalahavim. What if a person made a cheshbon ha-nefesh, he had no avera? Not only did he have no avera, he didn't even have the avera Bittul Torah. So what's going on? What's this Yisurim all about? Must be, says the Gemara, it's Yisurim shalahava. Shenemar as the Pasik says, k'yis asheyehav Hashem yachiyach. Sometimes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves somebody, Yachiyach is going to punish him. There's an idea where a person gets Yisurim because of an Aveira that he did. Meaning, if a person sees that he has Yisurim, what's the first thing you're supposed to do? Yefash Fesh B'maisa. But there's also an idea of Pish Fesh V'loi Matza. There's a concept where a person can have no Aveiros, and at the same time, he'll still be punished. What does that mean? If he was Pish Fesh V'loi Matza, there was no Bittul Torah even, it's Yisurim Shalahava. And where do you have this idea? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Sometimes if a person, Hashem loves a person, he's going to punish him. Now, at first glance, what does this mean? Hashem loves somebody, he's going to punish him. It says, okay, look at Rashi. Yisurim Shalahava. It's in the second column. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasur V'ilom Hazeh. This whole idea of Yisurim Shalahava is that sometimes Hashem will punish a person in this world, but lo yishuv avoy, even though he didn't do an Avera, kidei lahar bo yischaroi ba'olam haba, yoyser mikidei zchu yoyser. Sometimes Hashem will punish a person, even though he did no aver, he does not deserve to be punished. Because by him being punished, and by this person suffering a little bit on this world, he will merit tremendous schar in the next world. So that Hashem wants this person to get more schar than he can physically attain through the mais and toivim that he's doing. So what's Hashem's eitz? Hashem loves it. He wants him to get, this world is all this is all a stopover for the next world. So Hashem says, let him suffer a little bit on this world. It's like this in the next world. He'll get all this. But the idea of Yisurim Shalahava, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasrei Ba'olam Hazeh, B'loi Shum Ovid. Meaning Rashi is saying two things. Number one, this is a person that didn't know Aver. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. But this person didn't know Aver at all. Number two, says Rashi, what's the idea? Kedei Lahar B'Yischar B'Olam Haba. Yoyser B'Kedei Yischar Yoyser. So this person should get more schar. The Ramban, in his classic work, Shar HaGmul, in his Sefer Teiras Adam, but in Shar HaGmul, the Ramban says, no way. There's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ever punish a person if he did no Avera. Rashi says, B'loi Shum Avoy. This person did no Avera. He's getting punished. Why? Yisurim Shalahava. Zok Ramban, it's not possible. So what then is Pshat? So the Ramban says, what it means is that this is a person that did an Avera B'Shoigig. He did a smaller Avera, and the punishment doesn't fit the crime. But Hashem will punish the person more because he wants him to get schar in the next world. But to think that a person would be punished without doing an Avera at all, that's for sure not. The Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara, he has an Arichos to try to understand Rashi. How is it possible that Hashem would punish a person without doing an Avera? So I'll just tell you, as two pshatim in Rashi, I'll read the words of the first sentence of the second pshat. V'yesh lefarish oid b'inyan acha. The oisan ha-yesurim, shemevi ha-kodosh baruch hu ala tzadik b'shum avoin, al korchenu haynu kidei lemarik avoinei seyim shal Yisrael. Avada, there's an Avera that's begetting this Yisurim. But it's not the tzadik's Avera. It's Klal Yisrael's Avera. And sometimes the tzaddik is a carbon on some level for Klal Yisrael. He's going to suffer. And the reason he's suffering is that Klal Yisrael will get a kapara. That's the idea. The idea is that there has to be something. Obviously, if the tzaddik's going to suffer for these Averas, somebody else that maybe should have suffered is going to end up not suffering. That's the idea. And the Pnei Yeshua says that's why the tzaddik ends up getting more schar. Because by spearing the other person from Yisurim, that person's able to do more mitzvahs. So it comes out the tzaddik is the reason that that person's able to do those mitzvahs. He was mezakim, and for being mezakim, he's going to end up being rewarded. Ayin Shem in the Pnei Yeshua. Either way, so the Gemara introduced a very novel idea, and that is Yisurim Shalahava. Meaning there's two types of Yisurim. There's Yisurim that Chazal said, Yefashvesh b'maisav, that it has to be related to something. And then there's Yisurim, where a person was Pishvesh v'loy matzah. And not even Bittul Torah must be its Yisurim Shalahava. What exactly Yisurim Shalahava is seems to be a machloikis between Rashi and the Rabban. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Soira, Amar Rav Huna. More on the topic of Yisurim. Kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chavis Bay. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants somebody, he likes somebody, Medakiv Yisurim. He's going to sometimes punish him. He's going to give him Yisurim. Shenema Vashem Chafetz Dakoy Hechele. Hashem likes somebody, he's going to make him deal with Yisurim. Yachla for the like Kibla Mehava. You would think that this is true even if the person's not Mekabel Mehava. Meaning, what if a person is at the level where he's getting Yisurim Shalahava, but he doesn't want the Yisurim Shalahava? Will Hashem give it to him anyways? The answer is no. Yisurim Shalahava is an option. It's a gift almost. Where Hashem says that if you're up to it, you can have Yisurim Shalahava. But if the person doesn't want the Yisurim Shalahava, he won't get it. How do you know that? Talmud Loimar, and Tosim Asham Nafshay. Ma Asham Ladas, just like a carbon Asham could only be brought Midas, right? So nobody could bring a carbon for you if you didn't have intent to bring this carbon after Yisurim Ladas. That's the person is Bekabal Yisurim Shalahava. What's his reward? Yir Azari Yarech Yom. He'll have Nachas from his children. Elish Talmudim is Kan Biyodai. He'll have Hatzlach in his learning. Shenema Vechavitz Hashem Biyodai Yisach Pligi Bar Rav Ad Yaakov. As it relates to Yisurim Shalahava, there was an important machloikis. Chadama once said, Yisurim Shalahava kol shemei bittul Torah. Yisurim Shalahava is only if there's no bittul Torah. Meaning, if a person is punished to the point with his bittul Torah, that's a raya that it's not Yisurim Shalahava. How do you know that? Shenema, Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenu Ka. The only time it's Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenu Ka is if it's Mitayrascha Salamdenu. But if the person can't learn Torah, he's not Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenu Ka. Chadama once said, Eilam Yisurim Shalahava Kol Shem Bittul Tefila. Yisurim Shalahava is Yisurim, where the person is still able to concentrate when he daven. Shenema Baruch Aleikim Asher Leihesed Tefilasi V'Chaz Demiti. But if a person's at a point where it's Hesed Tefilasi, where he can't daven anymore, he's not Baruch Aleikim. So obviously, if he has Yisurim that are causing him not being able to daven, must be those Yisurim and not Yisurim Shalahava. Amalu Rab Abba Breid Rab Chia Barab Hachi Am Rab Chia Barab Am Rab Yoichana. Elu VeElu Yisurim Shalahava. Rab Abba Breid Rab Chia Barab said, I heard from Chia Barab, the name Rab Yoichana, who said, no, I deserve it. Yisurim Shalahava sometimes can involve Bittul Torah. Yisurim Shalahava can sometimes involve Bittul Tefillah. We'll see on Amid Beis that the Gemara is going to say Rabbi Yochanan suffered terribly from Yisurim Shalahava. So Rabbi Yochanan was a maven on Yisurim Shalahava. And he said Yisurim Shalahava comes with Bittul Torah. It comes with Bittul Tefillah. How do I know that? He said, Shenemar ki es Hashayev Hashem Yochiach. And the Raya is from the context there, which talk about Torah and Tefillah. It's Mashma. Even if it leads to Bittul Torah, Bittul Tefillah can still be Yisurim Shalahava. El Matam Adoyimar Umitayras Chasalam Deinu. The Chorur, the Gemara report a compelling drasha. Ashrei Agev Hashet Tiasrenu Ka. It sounds like you're only Ashrei if you can learn Torah. But if Hashem punishes a person to a point where he can't learn Torah anymore, he's not Ashrei anymore. So he said, Al tikre silamdenu el silamdenu. Dove zem mitayrosch silamdenu. Completely different meaning. Not Ashrei agev Ashrei tiasrenu ka when you could learn Torah. No. Ashrei agev Ashrei tiasrenu ka. You know I know that? I know that from the Torah. From the Torah, the chamishei chumshei Torah, there's a source to this idea of Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenu Ka. What's the makar? So Rabbi Yochanan continued. He said, "Kal v'chaymer mishein va'ayin, mashein va'ayin sheitnechem meyavarim shal adam." Eved yoitz ben lecheros. The halacha is if a person has an eved kenani. So an eved kenani doesn't go out after 6 years; he stays forever, unless if the master knocks out his eye or his tooth or one of his roshei evarim. Ayin mesachtes bava kama. So the halacha is the eved kenani is going to go lecheres. So Rabbi Yochanan made a kal v'chaymer. If the yisurim, he attributed it to the yisurim. If the yisurim of losing a shein va'ayin is enough to free a slave from his slavery, Yisurim Shem Emarkin Kol Gufay Shalot. That's the Kal V'Chaymer. Shein is one aver, and Ayin is one aver. Yisurim engulf a person's entire body. Alachas Kama V'Chama is going to free him. What's it going to free him? It's going to free him from his averos, and it's for that reason. Ashrei Agev Asheti Asrenu Ka. V'Haynu the Reb Shimon Ben Lachish. Reb Shimon Lachish said something similar. Dom Reb Shimon Ben Lachish. Never bris ben Melach. V'nemer bris by Yisurim. It says we're bris by Melach, by salt, and it says bris by Yisurim. Never bris ben Melach. Chsev leisash bris Melach bris. The context over is carbonis. I'll call carbon chatakriv melach. Every carbon that one of them is bech had to have melach put on top of it. In fact, there's a loisase, veloisashpis melach bris. But the Torah uses the word bris in the context of melach. And it says bris by yisurim. Dichsev elo dibrei abris. Ma bris hamu b'melach melach. Ma b'tekes as a basar. Just like salt sweetens basar. Af bris ha'amu b'yisurim. Yisurim memarkin kol avoy noisav shal adam. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both said that there's a makar in the Torah. There's a makar in the Torah to the idea of Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenu Ka. And that's Ashrei Agever Asheti Asrenu Ka Umitayros Chosalam Benu. What's the makar? Yud Gimel Midrash Atar and Adreshes Behem. Rabbi Yochanan learned it from Kal V'Chaymer. Rish Lakish learned it from Gzei Rishav. Rabbi Yochanan learned it from Kal V'Chaymer Mishen V'Ayin. If a master knocks out the Shein V'Ayin of a Zevi Knan, he goes L'Cheres. Even though it's just one Aver, Kal V'Chaymer Yisurim will cause a person to go L'Cheres, freeze him from his Averis. Rish Lakish learned it from Gzei Rishav. It says Bris. Just like Melech is Mamtekes as Abbasar, so too Yisurim Memarkin Kol Avinoisav Shel Adam. More about Yisurim. Tanya. Reb Shimon Yichayoy Meshalish Matanis Toyv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael 3 Matanis Toyv. It's for Kulan. Did well I day Yisurim. Elohim Toyra. Ve'eretz Yisrael. Ve'ha'ilu Ma'ba. Toyra Minayin. How do you know that Toyra, which is clearly a Matanis Toyv? That's not the Gemara's question. Toyra Minayin. We know it's a Matanis Toyv. But how do you know that Toyra is only Nikkes B'Yisurim? Shenamar. It's this pasuk that we keep on quoting. Pasuk in Tehillim. Ashri Agev Hashet Yasrenu Ka U'mitayrascha Silam Denu. Eretz Yisrael. How do you know the Chziv? Ki Kashi Yasu Yishas Bnei Hashem Lekachem Yasrecha. The Chziv Asrei. Right afterwards it says Ki Hashem Lekachem Miviyacha El Eretz Toiva. So it says Ki Hashem Lekachem Miviyacha El Eretz Toiva. That's Eretz Yisrael. And what does it say right before that? Ki Kashi Yasu Ish as Benoi Hashem Elokechem Yasrecha. Hashem will punish you, and only then Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Niknes B'Yisurim. And finally Ha'ilam Abba, which is also a matana toiva. How do you know that Eilam Abba's nickness be Yisurim? The Chsiv Kiner Mitzvah Torah are the Derech Chayim Toichachos Musar. Derech Chayim over there is referring to Eilam Haba Toichachos Musar. That's Yisurim. So again, you see, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said a similar idea. All good things come with challenges. Shalish Matanis Toivos Nasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'Chudam Vayninu Elai De Yisurim Torah Eretz Yisrael and Eilam Haba. If someone learns Torah, he does chesed, b'chayv as banav, and lo'yaleinu, he loses his children, moichlan lo'yal kol v'noiz, he gets mechilas avaynus. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said like this, I have a source for that. The pasuk says in Mishlei, b'chesed v'emes, yuchupar oven. Chesed zug milas chasadim shenem aroid v'tzalka v'chesed yimtzachay. Tzalka v'chav, tzalka v'chavid. Emes u toira shenem emes kenei v'altimkar. So chesed means chesed, obviously. Emes we know is toira. Emes kenei. Buy Torah, Al Timkar, don't sell Torah. And it says, Bechesed, Ve'emes, Yechupar Avoin. So you see, if someone's Isaac in Torah, he's Isaac in Gmilas Chasadim, Yechupar Avoin. Elo, Koiver, Ezbana, Minayin. So Rabbi Yochanan said, how do you know that if somebody loses his sons, then he's going to get Kaparas Avoinus? And as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons during his lifetime. So Rabbi Yochanan hears this, and Rabbi Yochanan said, that he told the Tana, maybe the Tana was coming to give chizik to Rabbi Yochanan. What's the rest of the story? Tani Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan. Kol oisik b'toyro u'begmilos chasad v'koyver es banav moichlum loyal kol avinoisav. So maybe this is one of the times Rabbi Yochanan was sitting shiva and he came to be menachemim and he told him echilas avinus. And Rabbi Yochanan started telling. Maybe he couldn't talk to him and learning like this if he was sitting shiva. I'm not sure. So he says bishloim b'toyro chesed fashdeich. But what about koyver es banav? So the Gemara says Tana lehahu saba mishol. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So, Hu Saba, which Tosfos always brings, is maybe Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi came in, and he said in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Asya Avay Navi. So is this Eliyahu HaNavi giving chizik to Rabbi Yochanan? Ksevach, it says over here, Bechesed ve'emes, Yechupar Avay, v'ksev hasam, Mishalom Avay Navi, Salchek B'neim. U'mishalom Avay Navi, Salchek B'neim, that talks about a person who's being koiver as banav. And it says the word Avay, Bechesed ve'emes, Yechupar Avoin. So not only chesed, which means chesed, emes, which means teir, but someone who's koiver as banav, moichlin loy, al kol avinoisav. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was mekabel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, negayim uvanim einon yitzurim shalahava. Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody is afflicted with negayim, or if somebody loses his children, we'll see exactly what that means, einon yitzurim shalahava. Those are not yitzurim shalahava. So yitzurim can be sometimes a quid pro quo, sometimes it's Yisurim Shalahava. Rabbi Yochanan said there's two types of Yisurim that are never Yisurim Shalahava. Negayim Ubanim. Let's start there. But Tanya, we learn to the Brisa Kumin Sheish Bayachim Arba Maris Negayim Alol. If somebody has one of the four Maris Negayim, meaning one of the Negayim that make a person a Nega, as in Parshas Metzaira, Eino Nelem Mizbeach Kapara. Mizbeach Kapara sounds like it's Yisurim Shalahava. The Gemara says no. Mizbeach Kapara Hava. Mizbeach Kapara just means that the person will get Kapara. Yisurim Shalahava Lehava. All Yisurim are Mechaper. Not only Yisurim Shalahava. That's clear. All Yisurim HaMechaper. There's an idea of Yisurim Shalahava where a person doesn't really deserve the Yisurim, where he's going to get it anyway, so you should get more schos. Iba Yisem, the Gemara says, maybe Mizbeach Kapara does mean Yisurim Shalahava. How then do you reconcile this seeming contradiction? Halan b'halahu. If a person got negayim in chutzlars, it's possible that it was Yisroel Mishalav. And Eretz Yisroel wasn't Yisroel Mishalav. The reason is in Eretz Yisroel, you'd have to follow the halachas of the Mitzayra. And as a result, it's humiliating. The whole idea of Badad Yeshev, that can't be Yisroel Mishalav. That level, that the Gemara understood couldn't be Yisroel Mishalav. V'iba Yisema, Habitzin, Habit Farasi. Maybe both Brises are talking about Bavel. But one is Bitsina, one is Befarhesia. Negayim, Bitsina, in Bavel, no one will ever know about. Negayim, Befarhesia, in Bavel, people will know about. And it could be that wouldn't be considered Yisurim Shalahava. What about the second thing? So Rabbi Yochanan said two things. He said, number one, Negayim, Ubanim, and in Yisurim Shalahava. So we clarified Negayim. What about Banim? Doesn't mean someone that loses his children. It can't be Rabbi Yochanan in hell. That if someone loses his children, it's not Yisurim Shalahava. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself suffered from this. Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around and he used to give people chizik. He would be Menachem of people. He would pull a bone out of his pocket and he would say, you see this bone? This is the bone of my 10th son that I buried. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons during his lifetime. And he would give people chizik. He was mechazik to them by walking around with this bone and telling them, Den gamed asir rabbi. And the Gemara's assumption is, if that's what Rabbi Yochanan did, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan suffered from, presumably Rabbi Yochanan himself had Yisurim Shalahava. So how could he say if somebody loses his son, well, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that? It's not Yisurim Shalahava. Rabbi Yochanan himself suffered from that. And if it was Rabbi Yochanan's Einish, it must have been Yisurim Shalahava because Rabbi Yochanan was the great Rabbi Yochanan. Ella hadalei habalu klal, vadalei habalu meis. So if someone has children and they die, Yisurim Shalahava. If someone doesn't have children at all, that's not Yisurim Shalahava. Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Chalash. Rabbi Chiba Rabbi was sick. Oh, the Gabi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to him back to Chayla. Amalei, he told him, Chaviv and Lachi Yisurim. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan understood that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's Yisurim were Yisurim Shalahava. So he said, you enjoy your Yisurim? Are you appreciating them? Are you being mekabel them like the Karban Asham, which is Midas? So he told him that, no, lo yehem v'lo yischarim, I'd rather not have the Yisurim. Abba Leis told him, have the Yadcha. He said, give me your hand, yav le'yade v'oikme. Rabbi Yochanan made a moifis. And he was okay. Meaning, the Yisurim Shalahava, there's a deal. You have to accept it. If a person doesn't want to accept the Yisurim Shalahava, there's a way out. Rabbi Yochanan Chalash, Rabbi Yochanan Selfosik. Rabbi Chanin came to the back of the Yisurim. He said, do you like the Yisurim? I'd rather not have the Yisurim. He told him, have the Yadcha. Give me your hand. Yav the Yadcha, give him his hand. Va'oikme, freak the Gemara, the obvious question. If Rabbi Yochanan knew he didn't want the Yisurim, and he had a trick of how to get out of Yisurim Shalahava, how do you know he had the trick? Because he did it for Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, so why couldn't he do it for himself? So the Gemara says, "Am I loyker Rabbi Yechel Nafshin? I'm the Chavish Mata Atzmai Mibeis Hayisurim." This is the second time we had this, and that is in Fort Daf that there's a concept of a Chavish, someone that is locked up, he can't get himself out of the Beis Hayisurim. So Rabbi Yechelon knew how to do it to somebody else, but he had no way of doing it for somebody. I take that back. Amar Rabbi Laza, Zokte Gimar, Rabbi Laza Chalash. Alagabi Rabbi Yechelon. Yeah. Rabbi Laza Chalash. All the Rabbi Yochanan, Lazar was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan came to him back. He saw that Rabbi Lazar was sleeping in a dark room. Galiyeh ledare, he rolled up his sleeve, he exposed his skin. The nafal nahira, it all of a sudden became light. He saw Rabbi Yochanan was crying. Now Rabbi Lazar, there's two Rabbi Lazars in Shas. There's Rabbi Lazar the Tana, and there's Rabbi Lazar the Amira. This is Rabbi Lazar the Amira, who is a Talmud Muvok of Rabbi Yochanan. So if you ask somebody, who is Rabbi Yochanan's famous Talmud? Rish Lakish. Second most famous Talmud? Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar is a Talmud Muvok of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan comes to his Talmud, Rabbi Lazar, and he sees that he's crying. So he said, Am I Kabachis? Why are you crying? He says, Was veinst? He said, Ibishim tired layaf. Is it because you don't know so much tired? Told him, said, Janino, that's not a reason to cry, because even if it's true, but Echad Amarba, Echad Amamit, Ubilvachi, Chabalim Lashamayim, and I know you had the right kavanas. Is it because maybe you didn't have Parnasa? You learned Torah, you're Rabbi Lazar, you're my famous Talmud. So, not everyone's Zaycha to Torah Vigdulov, Imishum Bani, and is it because you don't have children, or your children died, Dein Garma Dasi Rabir. He says, look what I went through. He says, that you're going to cry? If I can go on, you can certainly go on. Amalei says, no, you don't understand. That's not why I'm crying. I'm not crying because of the fact that I don't learn enough Torah, not because I don't have Parnasa, not even because of my Nachas, but rather, I shuffle the Bali by Africa, because you, Rabbi Yochanan, are such a handsome person, and I know you're going to die one day, and it pains me to think that such a handsome person one day will have to be buried. Amalei says, if that's why you're crying, Then now you're crying. That's a good reason to cry. Ubachu travayu, and they both cried. Says the Gemara, as they were crying, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan told them, "Chaviva lachi yisurim."
Do you want to be makabel Yisurim? I'd rather not have Yisurim. So he told him, Havli Yod, give me your hand. Yavli Yod, he gave him his hand. Ukme. And what Rabbi Yochanan did to Rabbi Barabba, what Rabbi Chanina did to Rabbi Yochanan, now Rabbi Yochanan did to his Talmud, Rabbi Lazar, and with that, he had a refuah exhale. So just as it relates to this last Gemara, two shorter aras, that will speak out two longer aras, hopefully under an hour, as it relates to the earlier part of the daf. And that is, number one, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons that died during his lifetime. And he would be mechazik people, he would be menachem people, by holding the bone of his youngest son in his pocket, and he would give them chizik. He would tell them, Dein garma dasira bir. If you look on the side of the Gemara, there's a small comment from Rav Nissen Goyen. Rav Nissen Goyen, at the very end, says that v'ista amri, that after Rabbi Yochanan lost his 10th son, he still had an 11th son. Rabbi Yochanan didn't lose all his sons. Rabbi Yochanan had 11 sons. 10 of them died. Ki nishar loy ben echad u'shmei Rav Masna. His name was Rav Masna. V'shigra mi'eretz Yisrael l'bavel. And after his 10th son died, he sent him from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Lil ma'itayr l'fnei Shmuel. The golden Torah by Shmuel. Shmuel was the god of Adar at this time. And Rabbi Yochanan, after his 10 sons died, he felt that he's going to send his son to an out-of-town yeshiva. I guess there was a lot going on at home, and it's maybe not such a good idea for him to be home. So he goes and he sent him to Shmuel. So I'll tell you a Dov Nifl that I saw in the Sefer Oyel Moshe for a Moshe Shaina Mishlita. He says, beautiful. He says, Shamati Michocha Mechot. He said, what was the tifkai? What was the tifkai? Because Rabbi Yochanan felt that maybe there's a mazel with his children. That maybe there's something about Rabbi Yochanan's sons. The Rabbi Yochanan's sons have to die. So you know what Rabbi Yochanan did? He sent his son to learn Torah by Shmuel. Chazal say, Kol ha-melamed es ben chaver Torah, mala olav ha-kosov kilu yaldoi. He knew that Shmuel would be mechav of him. He would take him literally like a son. And if that would happen, he wouldn't just be Rabbi Yochanan's son anymore. He would be Shmuel's son. He would be mala olav ha-kosov ki'ilu, in quotations, ki'ilu yaldoi. He would be literally Shmuel's son. And if he's going to be Shmuel's son, maybe it'll be a different mazel, and maybe then he'll be able to live. That was his thought. His thought was, Epis Tutzach Da, Epis mit the Mazel. Bani Chayim Mazaini Labis Chusa Talim Milsa, Ele Bemazel Talim Milsa. So he said, maybe there's something about Rabbi Yochanan's sons. Let him learn Torah by Shmuel. Shmuel be Melamed is Ben Chaver Torah. It'll be Ki'ilu Yod, it'll be Shmuel's son, it'll be Shmuel's sons. Maybe then he's going to live. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Lazar, he was crying. He said, why are you crying? Torah Mazaini? No. He says, the reason I'm crying is because Rabbi Yochanan, you're a Shufra, and I'm crying, Al Hai Shufra, the Bala Ba'ara. The Marsha on this Gemara says, the Pashim Shad is Rabbi Yochanan, we know, was very handsome, and he was crying that such a handsome person was going to have to die. But says the Marsha, it's very dach. That's what they were crying. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, these two gedolim, are sitting here and they're crying over the fact that Rabbi Yochanan, who, although the Gemara waxes poetic in many places about the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, but he says, maybe that's also pshat, but the Marsha says it's a little bit dachuk. He says ve'efshar. Maybe the pshat is like this because there's a Gemara somewhere else. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ano ishtairi mishviri Yerushalayim." He says, "I'm the last remaining person from the shviri Yerushalayim." Rabbi Yochanan somehow was connected to the zman of the Beis Hamikdash, and as a result, he represented the tkufa of when there was once a Beis HaMikdash. So much so, he said, Eidos, ano ishtairi mishviri Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Lazar saw Rabbi Yochanan, and he's lying on his deathbed, and he had this hirur. He said, one day, Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to die. And you know what's going to happen when you die? There'll be no more shviri from the shviri de Yerushalayim. And he said, what it means is that the link to this man of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be completely forgotten. And he said, that's why I'm crying. Al hai shufra the bala ba'ara, not the physical handsomeness of Rabbi Yochanan. Marsha says, maybe that also. But he said, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan was also from the Shviri Yerushalayim. And that connection, that link, this is something that we're all experiencing now. How many Holocaust survivors are still alive? I mean, there was a time where you can meet people with numbers that brought us back to that world of pre-World War II, pre-Churban, pre-Holocaust. But now there's a few Yechidim that they're from the Shviri Yerushalayim, and there's not a lot, and that's the hergish, the sensitivity that Rabbi Loza had. He said, Al hai shufra the bala ba'ara, and Rabbi Yochanan was maskim. When Rabbi Yochanan heard that, Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, al da for that, vaday kabochisu, and the Gemara says, ubachu travayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza together, they were crying b'chias, that there'll be no more people alive that can remind us of the life that was once upon a time, this man of the Beis HaMikdash. But before we end, just two more ha'arim. The first one is a Gemara in Masechtes Chagiga, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yochanan, Kimati Lahai Kra Havibachim. Rabbi Yochanan used to come to the following pasuk, he used to cry. The pasuk says in Devarim Lamed Aleph, Oyo Kisim Tzena Oisoi Ra'ois, Rabbis Fitzarois. The pasuk says that if a person's going to have Sorois, Ra'ois, Rabbis, and Rabbi Yochanan came to that pasuk and he started crying. Why? He said, Eved She Rabbi Mamsi Loi Ra'ois Fitzarois, Nakona Yeshloi. He says, you have an Eved that's going to be Sim Tzena. He's going to try to chap his Eved. He says that person has no chance. If the other in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Vahayaki Simtsena Oisai Rois Rabbis Vitzaris, and Rabbi Yochanan used to get to this pasuk and he could not go weiter. Rabbi Yochanan again, Rabbi Yochanan's crying in today's daf, and Rabbi Yochanan used to cry. I saw B'shem Rab Shamshin Me'astropoli. He said a dover nifla. The same pshat in this Gemara. He said, why Rabbi Yochanan and why dafka this pasuk? So he said pshat based on a Gemara that we learned this morning. The Gemara says that Ashrei Agever Asher Silamtenu Sheti Asrenu Ka Umitayroscha Silamtenu. And the Gemara brought a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lachish. What's the makar in the Torah that Ashrei Agever Asher Ti Asrenu Ka? Rabbi Yochanan said that it's learned out from Shein Va'ayin. Kal V'choyme Mishein Va'ayin. If a master knocks out the Shein Va'ayin of his Eved, the Eved goes L'cheres. If a person has Yisurim, which doesn't just affect one Ever, the Shein or the Ayin, but it affects his entire Guf, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So, Mitayros Chasalam Deinu, with a Kal V'Choyme, Mishein V'Ayin, you learn that Ashrei Agever, Asheti Asrei Anukar, Rish Lakish, learned it from Gzeir Shava, Nema Brispi Melach, the Nema Brispi Yisurim, and just like Bris is Mamtekes Es Abasar, just like Melach is Mamtekes Es Abasar, so to Yisurim, I'm a Markum Kol Avinoisim Shalom. So, Shim Shem Master Polo said like this, what's the Nafkimina between Rabbi Yochanan and Shana? He said, the only time an Eved goes l'cheres b'shem v'ayin is if the Odin himself is the one that knocked out the Shem v'ayin. If the Odin, however, it makes it happen, begrama, he's misavevit through some indirect way, the Eved doesn't go out b'shem v'ayin. If the Odin himself is the one that knocks out the Shem v'ayin of the Eved goes free. But if it happens in an indirect way, he's not going to go free. Rabbi Yochanan learned Kal V'Choymer Mishem V'Ayin. If that's the case, said Rabbi Shamshon Me'Astropoli, the only time Yisurin on Memarkin of Inoisev Shaladin is Dumyo D'Shem V'Ayin. Because there's a principle in Kal V'Choymer, Da Yolavim and Adin, Liyas G'Dadin. So you know from Shem V'Ayin, if it's Dumyo D'Shem V'Ayin, that Yisurin are going to be Memarkin. So just like the Eved goes L'Cheres, if the Odoin knocks out of Shem V'Ayin, so if the Odoin will punish directly a person, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a Yid, that person is going to have Yeshuas from it, he's going to have Kaparas Avoinis from it, because Yisurim Memarkin Avoinis of Shaladim. Reish Lakish learned it from the Tzera Shalom. Nemar Brisbe Melach, Nemar Brisbe Yisurim, just like Bris, so to Yisurim. There's no distinction between Yisurim that come directly from the other end or Yisurim that come indirectly. It makes no difference. Hatrab Shamshon Me'Astropoli Gezach, he said, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'gam ani shamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael Hashem Mitzrayim avidu noisam ve'eskar es prisi. So listen to how he types the Pasuk. He said, Klai Yisrael was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael. You know what they were saying? Hashem Mitzrayim avidu noisam. They didn't feel like it was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They felt Hashem Mitzrayim avidu noisam. And if it's coming from Mitzrayim, that means those Yisurim are not Memarkin Avi Moshe Shaladam. You don't get kaparis from those Yisurim. So they were crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Latzor Azois. What's Habich from these Yisurim? Shamati es nakis b'nei Yisrael Hashem Mitzrayim Avidu Noisam. What did the Eibush to say? Ve'esker es brisi. Hashem said, it's true. It's true. Oh, but ve'esker es brisi. We hold like Rishlakish. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's true according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dumi Deshem V'ayin. The only time the Yisurim is if it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you feel Hashem Mitzrayim Avidu Noisam. Oh, but the Esker is brisi, nema bris v'melach. That's the bris. It's brachas tafeh. V'nema bris v'yisurim. Just like bris v'melach, the melach is mamtekes as habasar. So too the bris that you have by yisurim, yisurim amemarkin, avinois of shalada. But either way, so Shamshon Me'Astropoli was Messiah. He said, that's pshat in the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. Rabbi Yochanan, when he would come to the Pasuk, he used to cry. You know where Rabbi Yochanan? Because what does this pasuk say? It doesn't say that the Odin is going to physically punish. That he's misavivit indirectly. He causes other things to happen that will cause this person to be punished.
Does he have a takana? This is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Rabbi Yochanan understood that there's value to Yisurin. But the only time there's value to Yisurin is if it's directly from the Adon. But if it's not directly from the Adon, then there is no value to the Yisurin. That was the point. The point was, is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, who Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yisurin are memarik, but only if it's direct. So Rabbi Yochanan was able to be soivel all the psukim in the Torah, all the psukim in the Teichacha. But this pasuk, Vayaki Simtzena, emphasis on Simtzena, Evet Sherabbi Mamsi Loiroi, Rabbi Yochanan Shlitasim, when he would come to this pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan used to cry. Just one last order, and that is, the Gemara said that, no, we'll stop there.